Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Good evening, everybody. How are you doing? This is Cabbage. I have a couple of topics that I wanted to talk about, but nothing specific as of yet. So I guess Hello, Kelly? But anyway, a few topics that I was talking about. If anybody's going to call in, if nobody calls in, then the radio show is, like, not worth it. So, if, you know, if we don't have participation, I can sit up here and I can talk all night. But that doesn't feed the program. I don't know what this background is. Let me just tell you. But, yeah. So, it's like, so if y'all don't call in, so we can feed back and forth with each other, you might have something you want to say. You might have an idea. You might have a question. It could be anything. But, I mean, if you're going to call in and going to listen on the radio show, at least you can participate. I mean, just a little. Not everybody likes to be on the radio show, and I'm sure of that. And some houses are restricted from getting on the radio show. I'm sure about that, too. But to be honest with you, those that are on the radio show, we should be back and forth. I mean, to keep the radio show alive, because it seems like lately people want to call in, but they don't want to push one. I mean, to ask a question, this is it's a radio show that we all enjoy, from the Tuscan Times, from Tom Blumenthal, to now Andre, now Kelly. I mean, we can all participate and keep this radio show going, this and all the rest of us. I mean, I listen to a few of them a week like everybody else. But, I mean, this is the one that started it all. So, I mean, to be honest with you guys, I mean, feed back and forth. There might be something that you want to know. Maybe there's something I want to know. You know what I'm saying? I could have come up with subjects like, if I was thinking of there would be a segment tonight, would be famous ballroom couples. But if nobody calls in to give the couple, I mean, I can give all the couples that I think I know and I remember, but that's just me giving my point of view for the whole thing. I mean, I'm sure everybody else could feedback and give me different couples from different places that were famous ballroom couples. But if y'all do not participate, then it's like it's a waste of time. So, I mean, just everybody, you know, if you get a chance, just, you know, push one. Call in, you know, see what's going on. I mean, ask a question. It's easy. It's something to do, I mean. But anyway, that was my segment for tonight. Anybody would call in and announce any famous ballroom couples from state to state. You know, I mean, you could give a whole bunch. You can give one or two. I mean, just call in and see. I mean, you know, it's like if we don't keep the radio show going, I mean, the radio show is for us. We have a radio show. I enjoy being on the radio show. I do not mind answering questions. I don't feel that any question is a stupid question. I think the stupid question is when you do not ask it. So, I mean, asking questions, it might be about a category. It might be about categories. I mean, it doesn't matter what. If I am knowledgeable to answer the question, and if I don't know, I'm sure I can direct you in the right direction to find out the answer that you need, no matter how far you go back in time, even right to today. You know, I mean, if there's things that you need to know or maybe things that you want to explain, I'll be more than happy to explain them to you, help you out with a category to understand it. Yeah, it doesn't even matter to me. It's just that it's anything. I would be more than happy because it's like, that's why I'm on the radio show, to give anything back that I have. I'm sure I'm not the smartest person in the world. Pretty clever for myself, but, I mean, it's like, Kelly, is this cool? But anyway, I mean, I just can't mudsling, so I won't do that. Kelly, and I just won't do that, but, we can talk about a bunch of things. So if anybody feels like calling in, or if you already called in, push one, and then we can, I guess, famous ballroom couple. I mean, I really wanted to talk about famous ballroom fights, but that seems kind of not appropriate at the moment. But, I mean, famous ballroom fights would have been something to think about, because I can think of a few that I could put out there. But I want the feedback from everybody else. So that's why I would love for you guys to call in and ask questions. I'm trying to get Kelly on here so we can get rid of this. The noise in the background. Yeah, so if anybody feels like calling in, call in. If not, I'm sure that Kelly's going to just cancel the show like she did last night. So I'm willing to sit on the phone from now until 1 o'clock if you are willing to call in and... Okay, so, I mean, if there's any callers, call in, push one, ask a question, ask a few questions, ask anything you want. Yeah, boo.
Hey, Kat.
Hi, boo. What's going on?
We have a caller. I see. 347-267. You're live on the air on Classic Tuesdays.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Cabbage.
Hi.
Hey, Kat.
I'm Cabbage. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think, because a lot of people want to see the legendary Film Queen performers give what they gave when they was at their peak, when they was at the top. What can you think could be done to get them back on that floor, to get that rivalry thing going?
Okay, now... You're telling me now what Fem Queen peaks are you talking about? Are you talking about Sanaya and Ashley and Sabrina, that click battle? Or are you talking about that Moldavia? You know, which Fem Queen peaks are you talking about? Because now I go back to 86. So I can even go back further than that with Fem Queens like Sandy Ninja. So what Fem Queen set are you talking about? Can we bring back?
Deja, Mika, Yolanda, that.
Okay, so you want that segment? Okay, mind you, Deja's still active in the ballroom scene. Yolanda seems to be on her way back now, being the new mother of the House of La Perla. I think there's a rivalship right there, boy. So I'm sure the next time these two girls face up, I'm sure it's going to be too hot to handle. Believe it or not, like Charisma and all, I want to see them come back because I think that we need to cause a rivalship, but make it healthy. You know, what always brings girls together is a nasty read. So if one girl feels that she don't see the other girl, Ms. Deja feels some kind of way about Yolanda, one is soft and cunty, the other one is dramatic. Ms. Yolanda had her heyday. Ms. Deja has hers. Let's see what they're going to do with it. But I want it to be healthy shade. You know what I'm saying? Healthy shade is what we're looking for. I want to see them battle. And there'll be no fighting, no kicking, no scratching. I want to see them battle, falling into dips. I mean, just if it's got to be shade, because make no mistake, they still, both of them are good, but you still got Christina Tsunami. And she's active. So,
yeah,
and a bitch not to be played with.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, these girls, they be at the same ball, and they just walk past each other, look at the. You have to just watch what goes on with them. They walk past each other, they give each other that look, they frown. When it comes to their category, it's like, I was just doing all this, so what happened? Like, where's that rage?
A lot of them, believe it or not, I think a lot of those girls have lost a lot of their rage
and a lot of their sense of being because the categories have changed. A lot of them have gotten older and feel like new girls are on their way, and they kind of set them aside. Remember, we get legends quicker now than we got when I was coming up. So, you know, every 5 to 7 years, legends are turning over. You see what I'm saying? So those girls can't hold that crown for too long.
But if that's the case, because a lot of them is actually have a problem with the new girls that they make in legends, and I feel is, why sit here on Twitter, why sit on these YouTube shows and read? Why won't you show them what it should be like? Don't sit here and read and read and read. It's all over Twitter. It's all over these shows, but nobody wants to come out and bring it to the floor.
I don't, you know, maybe they feel that they don't want to lose to one of the young girls. And believe it or not, I used to feel like that too at one time. But now, I don't mind losing. I never mind losing. I was never I had my time when I was a constant winner, and that was my time. Now, if I walk 3-4 times a year, I might win one, maybe two, or whatever the case might be. But remember, I got bitches that came up behind me that's still walking, like Alvernian, Tanaka. There's a lot of people. So I don't feel like losing. I don't feel like me losing is a bad thing. I just feel that if I felt that I should have won, then I should have been on top of my game. So that means that I'm not on top of my game. And I don't invest as much time as I used to when I was younger in voguing. I vogue a lot more now lately. But, like, 3 years ago, I wasn't thinking about doing too much voguing. I could, you know, if I intended on walking out that week or whatever, I would practice and, you know, I would go work out and I would go swimming and get my win up or whatever the case might be to walk. But to be honest with you, I don't invest time in walking like that. Well, walking that category anymore. So it's like a lot of girls, they just lose the essence. They lose the feeling for the category. And I feel like after you become legend in a category, it's always good to come back to it, to walk legend, but you should go into other categories. Like, you know, and you can be an all-around femme queen being in the ballroom scene 15, 20 years. You can walk, if you are allowed to, you can walk face, you can walk realness, you can walk foot and eyewear, you can walk other things except for voguing or sex siren. You know, look at Stephanie Milan. She walked a many a thing. As she got older, as she and her she went from face to, from realness face to best dress. She grew. She always stayed Stephanie Milan, but she grew. Okay.
Yes, I understand where you're coming from, but me, my whole perspective of it is that when you have somebody that's looking on the outside, when they come, they're looking for the girls that they see on that tape. And they, yes, they still around, and yes, they have grown, but it's always good once in a blue just to come back and give what you give when you was at your peak. But it's like what, like they around, but it's like every time you see them, it's a letdown.
That could contribute to a lot of things. It can contribute to drugs. So many things contribute to a lot of short careers in the ballroom scene, health, wealth, a lot of things. Some people just give the ballroom scene up to have some normalcy in their life. And that's funny. They can be homosexual, but they just feel that the ballroom scene is just a little too much for them. And that's the way some of them are. And these are girls that were really successful in certain categories, and they walked and they won and they were good at it, but just got over it. A person that walked for a long time and got over it, Eugene Milan. He doesn't even come to balls anymore. And if he does, it's like very rare. I think the last time I heard that Eugene even coming to a ball was in Virginia many years ago.
Oh, wow. But okay. Another question.
Go ahead.
And I'm not the only one. We waiting for, is this one sim queen that I know for perspective, and I have talked to other people, it's just this one sim queen that we would love to see, and that is Sanaya. I mean, if she, I just want to see a classic battle between her and Christina. Hello?
Hold on, Clary. Cabbage, I got disconnected, okay? You heard me, Karen?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Cabbage, you're back. Oh, okay. I'm so sorry, everybody. My phone is just, yeah, it's amazing. But my phone had just cut off on me. I'm so sorry, everybody that was listening. But your second question.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I just want to know, is there ever a chance for Sanaya ever come back and grace the floor?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I can't wait.
Yes,
basically,
she will be back for a limited edition, from what I hear. Well, let's put it like this. She will be back. Yeah, she is.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. My next caller is 916-222, Kelly. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Jahad Ebony.
Hi, Jahad. What's going on?
What's up, baby? What's up, Cabbage?
Nothing much.
What's,
just sitting.
What's
my
the topic?
My topic tonight was, I had two of them. My first topic was famous couples in the ballroom scene from state to state. And my second segment would have been famous ballroom fights.
Okay.
So you have a choice of one or both. It's up to you.
All right. Well, let me just touch on this topic real quick. And I don't know how many people's on this radio show or how many people are listening, but I just want to put this out there on the air. Now, we as people that are in leadership positions in this ballroom scene, today an incident happened with me, Kelly, Cabbage, and a member of my house. We came together. Regardless of what house we were in, Mizrahi, Ebony, we came together as friends, and we squashed this issue, and we ceased it. We didn't allow it to come on this radio show. We didn't allow it to continue on Facebook, and I don't even have to touch on the topic of what it is. The whole topic of this, of what I'm trying to say is that it's so much going on in this ballroom community today, but it starts with the leaders. If we as leaders don't tolerate it from our house members and tolerate it from other leaders, then we'll have harmony. We'll get back to those days where people and fem queens and the legendary ones wanted to come out and be at a bar and even felt like walking. A lot of times these legends and these icons, everybody wants to see them battle, and they heard of the rivalries and everything. But a lot of times you come into this scene, and these kids don't even know their history. So a lot of the homage that these people are supposed to be getting just for gracing the runway or even being up in the house, they don't get, because these kids don't know their history. They think their history. They think they're the legends and the icons these days, because it's been handed to them so quick without them having to fight and without them having to do the hard work part of it. You know, they become Facebook legends. They become Twitter legends. They become Walk For Me Wednesday legends. You know, but back in the day, when I had to come up and when Kelly had to come up and when Cabbage had to come up, we had to work. We was in back of U-Haul trucks with couches. We was from state to state. Mm-hmm. We were known wherever we went because we came out there and we were consistent. And we never asked for no position. We were recognized and it was given to us because we earned it. And that's what this ballroom community is lacking today. These kids are being, they want to be fab and they want to be put up on these pedestals, but they don't want to work for it. You know, a lot of these kids jump in these houses, and instead of representing the name and putting the house on the map, they hide behind the name and start shit and start rivalries between houses, you know. But as leaders, we, you know, what we got to do is we got to start putting our foot down. We got to really start putting our foot down and stepping up to the plate. And we're the ones that these younger community are looking up to, you know. So a lot of time, you know, Sanaya and them, you know, they would love to give you guys what you want, but a lot of times you guys don't give them what they want. You know, it's always a fight. It's always a politic, and it's always shade. It's always this bullshit going on, you know. So they don't. When a lot of time we come out and we legendary, we come out and we sit up in these bars, and we don't even want to be there half the time. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't get that feeling that you got back in the day. You don't get that no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like we need to get back to that, you know. So that's really what I wanted to say. We need to really work as a conscious effort, especially as leaders in this ballroom community, and get back to that. You know, and these kids need to know the history of the ballroom and what these people contribute to the ballroom. You know, back then, becoming a femme queen and going through that whole transition is a lot different from what these kids go through now. So a lot of them femme queens that were really sickening back then, you know what I'm saying? They just might be ordinary, and a lot of these younger generations, they holding their weight and they doing their thing. But at the same time, when these people come out and they walk, you're supposed to get up for them. You're supposed to pay them the homage they deserve because they paved the way for you. When I was coming up and when I wasn't a star or a statement, and I looked at them and I knew what I wanted to be and I knew the direction that I was headed in, but when they hit that floor, when the Tanays and the Ajanays and the Tony Revlons and the Stewarts and the Cabbages and the Poochies and the Sabrinas and the Sanais, when they hit the floor, I got up. I got up and I commended them because I knew where they came from and I knew the work that they put into their category to get where they are today. And I wanted that. And I wasn't stopping until I got it. And I respected it. And still to this day, I respect it. You know, and I try to be one that stands in the middle, and I try to say, well, I'm not one of these old legends that's just outdated. I understand the young generation. I could relate to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not this old 42-year-old man that just, you know, is caught up back in the Pepper LaBeijas and the Avis days and all that. You know, I pay homage to that, but I know what's going on. I know how it's transitioned, and I'm welcoming the change, but not all of it. Not all of it. And what I'm not welcoming, I'm putting my foot down, and it starts with my house. Before I can say anything about anybody else, I got to clean up my own backyard. But trust me when I tell you, it will be done. It will be done. So
okay.
That's really what I wanted to say.
All right. So the leadership, I think that right now in leadership position, there are a lot of leaders. I can go down the list, you know, Rodney Milan, Harold Balenciaga, Fred Chanel, Jay Blahnik, Man Prodigy, you know, just to name a few. And, I mean, you know, you got, just as well as you got them, you have femme queens alike, you know. But we have so many that do not come back to the ballroom scene because they just don't see the ballroom scene for all the fights and all the shade and all the playing on people's phones, and you post something on Facebook about somebody and this, that, and the other, but y'all was just in the club together. See, the problem with the whole thing is a lot of people used to tell me all the time, oh, Miss Cabbage, you're shady. But I'm not shady. I'm just not shady. That's not shade. My shade is always, I would rather you just leave me alone. If you don't like me, tell me that you don't like me. But as a whole, as people, let's get past that. Because we're not liking each other. Don't put no dollars in our pockets.
Exactly.
I don't take time out to hate nobody because hate takes work. If I don't use you, I just can't deal with you. All right? Me and you just cannot function. But that doesn't mean that you're still not a part of the big picture. Everybody must take account in this big picture. The shade has taken, see, like, I had a segment on here, then there's shade and then there's healthy shade. And I never gave it to New York. I took it to Florida with Steve and Danny. And again, like I said, if it's shade, make it a competitive shade. If you got shade with me, call me, you know, tell somebody, text me, get my number, you know, hit me up on Facebook, tell me you want to see me, and call me and tell me that you want a piece of me. Tell me that I'd like to see you on the floor. You know,
exactly.
I take all comers, because when it was my time that came up, when Michael Gaskins told me, oh, I'll be at the Milan Ball to serve you, I told her, well, make sure you get a seat in the back. It wasn't regardless of what the case might be. She was Michael Gaskins. She was from Philly. I was Cabbage, and I was from New York, and I was going to stand up for mine. It didn't matter whatever the case might be. But I wasn't focusing just on Michael Gaskins because I still had other girls to battle after I was finished with her. That's the mindset that I had. Nowadays, kids don't have that mindset. It's fun to win, but make sure that it stays fun. I can get mad and it still be fun, but being a sore loser.
It's just like, you know, these kids, man is my brother. That's the House of Prodigy. Regardless of the House of Prodigy, man is my brother. And I was telling you this earlier, Cabbage, it's like, but me and man can go up there and battle and pop shit and all that, but at the end of that category, no matter who win, I'm going to hug my brother. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's my brother. At the end of the day, if I see man in the club, whether he a prodigy or not, and somebody got a problem with him, I got my brother back. If it's Kelly and that's my peoples, and I see some funk kicking off, I got her back. I got Jack back. I got Cabbage back. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this goes far, way deeper than the house. I grew up with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times these young kids, they don't get the gist of this. Like, we've been through some shit together. Outside of the houses or anything, me and Jack, I can remember days in Jersey City, you know what I'm saying, with Brooklyn and Jeremiah Princess and all. We got history. So when a situation happens with the Mizrahis or the Ebony, it tears us. You understand what I'm saying? I've been up in Virginia in tornadoes with Jack and Jack House, with Sanaya there and Whitney there. These are different houses. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you ain't
got to
tell me
like
how me and Jack have lived, believe it or not, me and Jack have lived in New York together, Jersey together, Philadelphia together, Baltimore together. We have, I mean, like, it seems like at one time, if there any neighborhood, there were Mizrahis, Revlons, and Ebonys. In Baltimore, North Avenue.
Exactly.
We always stuck together. St. Paul Street, you know, was the Revlon. Up there on North Avenue was the Mizrahis. Downtown further, Charles Street and Calvert Street was the Ebonys. This is how it was. Us fighting was an individual thing. If it was an individual, it never became such a house issue until... It's like Mizrahis, Milans, you know, it's always been a rivalship because that's what kept it healthy. Because remember,
exactly.
Rodney did not originally come from the House of Milan.
No, he didn't.
So we all never, but where we're at right now is where we're happy at and where we have grown to become. Now we got to let these kids come up, but if you got four or five so-called legends telling kids stories that are inaccurate, that hold no weight, then these kids are learning false teas.
Exactly. You know, and it's going to take, you know, it shouldn't have to go this far because, I mean, every day, let me tell you, I've been to the feds. I done did 3 state bids. I ain't never been in no gay tank in my life. I always walk level 3, level 4 yards. I done been stabbed twice in a riot. You know, regardless, I ain't, you know, putting those credentials out there. I do that just to say that, you know, everybody don't play, you know, and everybody is not to be played with. You understand me? And it's like these kids, I done set up, how many times, Cabbage, have you set up in a penitentiary and seen somebody doing life behind a simple mistake?
Foolishness.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody done, they done killed somebody on some humbug, just on some old wow. Wow.
Right.
You
exactly.
lost your whole life because of that? Because you got mad and did that? You know, it shouldn't have to take that. It shouldn't have to take somebody coming up out of the, one of them balls in a body bag because you done hit them the wrong way with the chair and stuck their nose bone up through their brain or something on accident. You know what I'm saying? Because you high on a pill and you think you with the business. It shouldn't take that. You know what I'm saying? And everybody up in there ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these kids think because they know the history of Cabbage or Kelly or Jihad, you know, fighting and all this and going through what they went through back in the day, that we some people that just come through on some old rah-rah stuff, starting stuff like come get it. I ain't never been like that. I ain't never been like that because I know my potential and I choose to keep it humble. I choose to be loved by all. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it's a problem, I'm going to deal with it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to deal with it. But you know what? I don't come looking for that. I come in peace and I want to leave in peace. So don't get it twisted because of what you heard or because of what somebody told you that you think you got to fall up behind me on some old like you built like that. And walking up in these balls starting shit because you got your overall father there or because you got Kelly there or because you got Cabbage there, don't come with that. If you come with a different attitude, the atmosphere will change. If you come with that same fucked up attitude, then the atmosphere is going to be that. And one day it may be your ass to get caught out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that don't need to happen. It don't need to happen like that.
That is the truth, but the problem is that if these kids don't take a realization, I can't say that I'm the best person to talk because I have a very bad temper, but I know that from the time that I got to this ballroom scene up until now, I have really grown a lot. I've grown up and I've grown out because the things that I say, I see people and things that people say to me now, if this was 10 years ago, you couldn't say it to me. But I'm glad to say that they say it now, and I look at them like they're foolish. I don't look at them like, oh, they asked a dumb question. I just look at them like they're foolish. Because ask something of something important. Don't worry about who's fucking who and who's sucking who, because at the end of the day, that's all going to come out anyway.
Exactly.
Because if
you know.
You're not proud of what you did and you're not proud of what you're doing, you shouldn't do it. And if you don't believe
right.
in what you say, you shouldn't say it. You should not say it. People ask me all the time, oh, Cabbage, you didn't hear that I said something. You heard from somebody else that I said something. If you now, what you should have asked me is, did I say it? And then I'm going to tell you, yes, I said it. Period. What can you do to somebody if they tell you the truth? If a bitch don't like you, a bitch don't like you. Live with it. Learn to live with it.
You're right. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, Cabbage, it's like, I don't care. Like I put on my Facebook page, I don't care if I'm perceived as a thorn or a rose. At the end of the day, it's God. That's my gardener that waters me. You know what I'm saying? So what you think about me and how you feel about me, it really ain't none of my motherfucking business. What my business is today is how I feel about myself.
Exactly.
And that's what these kids need to start doing. When you look in the mirror, what do you really see? And if you see something you don't like, how willing are you to step to the plate and fix that? Because that's the shit you can't point no finger at. That's that dirty, grimy shit that you got to work on. And it's hard for a lot of people. So they choose to pass judgment on other people and pull up and look for other people's character defects because they got so many they damn self that they don't want to deal with. So if you really want to get down and dirty, deal with that. What's going on with you that you out here acting like this?
A lot of people, and you can't say all, but there's a lot of people that leave their house feeling real fucked up.
So when they get to the ballroom, they're just feeling fucked up. And they want you to feel fucked up right along with them.
Exactly. And it's like you got this ballroom community. It's like, what is it really supposed to be about? You know, what was it about back in the day? You know, you got these kids. There should be no reason why somebody in your house should have a problem and can't come to you and talk to you. It should be no reason why somebody is HIV positive and doesn't know what type of resources to reach out to because they can't come in the ballroom community. They can't come to their leadership and discuss issues like that because it's such a big taboo, and they're going to get ridiculed and talked about and slayed on the ballroom scene. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of leaders are we really? You know, you know how many secrets I hold of so many people that come to me and confide in me? You know, and how many kids I done turned to resources like FACES and Harlem United and places like that. It's a lot of these kids that don't even know how to stay alive and running around here sick and hiding it. You know, so we got a job to do. You know, we got to be leaders for these kids that are homeless, these kids that don't have nowhere to go, that whose parents are on drugs, who are trying to go through college, who are trying to do positive things, and are out or who are out there doing negative things. We got to turn their life around. That's what leaders are supposed to do. Leaders are the best followers. But you got to know what to follow and what not to follow.
That is true. But in all reality, you know, it's like Tony Revlon. He preaches. He asks for help. And, you know, a lot of us make a lot of promises. We got a lot going on in our own lives. But unfortunately, ballroom life is a part of our life, too. And we really need to take it seriously because I feel so funny living in New York and there's not a function going on. You can't find a function going on in New York for, like, months at a time. At one time, New York was a place to come to be for a function. Now it's other places, Chicago, Atlanta. We really need to fix our own city, period, as a whole. Nobody's coming to New York no more. We don't have no more venues because of one reason or the other. And we can't blame nobody but ourselves.
I agree. I really want to hear. I want to. Can you put another caller on? Because I want to hear some input from the ballroom community.
Kelly, is there any more callers? I don't know if Kelly's listening because Kelly. Hold on.
I'm listening. If you anybody out there, if y'all want any feedback or y'all want to comment on anything that y'all heard or what was said, please feel free at this time to press one. We are definitely taking callers. Don't be shy. And we have some callers.
Need your feedback.
I'll come back to y'all now.
All right. So it's like we're not getting any feedback. I mean, and people listen, Jahar, but it's like, I don't know, maybe it's they don't want to say anything. I mean, you get a lot of callers sometimes that give a lot of positive reactions to what things should change. Like I was listening to another radio show, and they were talking about what about everybody taking a break, like for like 4 or 5 months or 6 months. From ballrooms, like no balls at all. Let all the houses regroup and, like, you know, do other things instead of giving balls. So then when balls do come back into play, we learn to appreciate it more and, like, they'll be more organized. There's too many balls.
I agree.
Okay, and
I agree with that.
It's all right to have balls. Don't get me wrong now, because I love going to balls all over the country. All over the state, rather, for me. But it's like me living in New York, and there hasn't been a ball in New York since when? You see what I'm saying? I mean, and it's like that's kind of strange. You get a ball popping off. You get more balls now in Washington, D.C., and in Baltimore than here in New York.
Yeah.
Virginia's getting.
What's that you,
Anna?
You
on the air, the caller.
You know what? Hi, baby.
Who is that?
Hello? Cabbage?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yes, you're live on the air, Lisa.
Charlie, I want to ask you out. Why you ain't telling me I was live? It's me and Enrique. We are calling because you guys just said something. And, Jahar, everything you said was so true. I love the passion in what you're saying and how you're saying it. I love an older person with knowledge.
Who am I speaking to? Who is this?
I'm so sorry. This is Lisa. I used to be on the red carpet, and I'm just like a spectator of the ballroom scene since the 90s all the way until now. And
What's going on, Lisa?
Nothing. It's Enrique Alores on the phone also.
Hey, Cabbage. Hey, Jahan. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
hey,
Enrique.
Hey,
how are you?
Fine.
Cabbage, you just said, like, nobody was coming to New York for the ballroom scene, and that's the mecca in the whole nine. And as I talked with Enrique and David Illuminati yesterday, they have a Baltimore Collision, and they have a panel of people who they gathered together to put structure and direction in Baltimore. How do you feel about that, like with each ballroom state doing that and then other people not following it? Or it just seemed like it's starting a
not
whole lot of confusion.
It, right.
Yeah, with the whole respect thing. And I think
it has to
be respected first.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see a ballroom coalition in Atlanta, in New York, where you had the top members from each house do something, and at least once a year, do some type of, whether it be an awards ball, whether it be some type of ball where the people that are sit on those panels, that every ball, every house contributes and does like a unity ball. And the proceeds of that ball, every house pitches in, gets a big venue, and the proceeds from that ball actually go back. They split the proceeds, and it actually goes back into the houses.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what we're doing, actually. Well, it doesn't go exactly back to the houses because, you know, it was questioned earlier because I was asking that each house from our region, like for our coalition, put up $100, and the whole reason why you do that because, you know, every month, you said yearly, but every month we're going to do like or every 2 months rather, we're going to do a spotlight house, for instance, Ebony. Like, because I know Bam's a part of the Baltimore Coalition. Shout out to Bam. And, like he's going to do this as well. So we'll have an Ebony, a month where it's the Ebony's ball. You know, whereas the Ebony's wouldn't have to put out any, well, Bam, because he's a coalition man, wouldn't have to put out any money. The coalition be the one, like, to pay for everything, and at the end of the night, we split the proceeds, 60-40, however. Like, Bam or the House of Ebony would get some of the proceeds, and the coalition would get it as well. And you do that everyone, because you want to promote unity. You want to promote, like, different houses. You want to spotlight different houses, bring people to Baltimore to go into balls and stuff like that. I think it's admirable. But what we're running into now is we have a lot of outside forces that is kind of shedding a negative light on what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying so hard to work that out. I'm trying so hard not to be the only voice. But I guess, like, as the elder, per se, of the group, you know, it kind of falls on me. You know what I'm saying? Because people call and text and complain and stuff like that, and I'm the one that kind of has to put it out there. Because what I will say about Baltimore, they are respectful. You know what I'm saying? They're not going
to.
They know.
What I'm trying to say, when I say like a yearly thing, say if you guys, all the people, all the houses that sit on that coalition in Baltimore, okay, say if it was seven houses up there, then at, you know, at least once a year you guys did a coalition ball, like a unity ball. And
but we're doing
an
awards
house,
ball. That would be our thing.
Yeah. And see, like, every house actually put in towards having that ball, and the proceeds for that ball would be split towards the houses that put in, and it would actually go back into the house, be it for the house having their chapter ball that year, being it for a Revlon weekend or whatever they want to use the money for. So say if they put $1,000 per house into this unity ball or this coalition ball, and then the ball made $20,000, and say, like, you know, after everything was paid, each house got back $2,000 or $3,000 towards their chapter. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a great idea, but my thing, it is a great idea. I mean, that can happen down the line, but what you need to do is you kind of need to generate, A, the trust, and B, the revenue to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because asking $1,000, like, because, like, right now, we're asking for 100, not saying, let me put this energy out there, saying, because the majority of the coalition in Baltimore, a big shout-out to Baltimore Coalition, by the way, are putting up the money. But you still have issues with $100. Could you imagine if you was asking $1,000? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but that will all that will happen down the line. Because what we're doing now is we're building, again, is trials and tribulations. What we're building now is trust first. Trust, ironing out that. Once people see what we're doing, that's why, you know, we came up with the idea of spotlighting houses. Once people see that what we're doing, how we're trying to, like, do, like, a house of the month or something like that, people know, people understand, people trust Baltimore, people start respecting Baltimore, and that's when, that like, the income will come. The revenue will come. And then later on down the line, we do the $1,000 thing and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because what you're trying to do is bring fun back into the ball thing. Because when I first started, you know, I mean, not saying that we didn't have our problems, because, you know, to keep it 100, there was problems back then. It's not as elevated as it is now because of modern technology, of course. You know what I'm saying? But it was ironed out quickly. You know what I'm saying? To me, Balt was fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's kind of dangerous. I would want a lot of my female figures coming to certain balls because I would afraid that a fight would break out and you have to watch for the cheeks, the breasts, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Because, no shade, they're the prized jewels of the house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so to avoid all that, you have to screen the house, the ball, to see if this is a safe venue for them to come to and all that.
Do they have security? Is it in a safe neighborhood?
Right, exactly. So, you know, it's all that. So that's what kind of what we're dealing with now. And, you know, a lot of people are upset or something like that. But like I said, it's going to be trials. But we're going to, you know, persevere and all that stuff. So I don't know. Maybe you guys, so you guys don't have a coalition in New York?
We had one. I don't know if we still have one because it was ran through POCC with Michael Robeson. With Michael Robeson.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know. And I mean, between Michael Robeson and Albert Ivisu, they kind of kept that alive. Albert was doing an archive thing, and Michael Robeson was keeping up. He was giving retreats. He was he did a lot. But, I mean, since POCC closed, a lot of things have been vetoed. So I don't know
right.
if we still have a New York coalition. God knows if we don't need one. I mean, we definitely need one here in New York City. So, Lisa, to answer your question, I've been to a few of them state to state. I've been to Atlanta when I went to their coalition meeting. I went to their overall overboard coalition meeting where it was just me.
Well, let me ask you a question real quick. What Lisa is this? From Baltimore?
No, not that's just my radio name.
That's her radio name.
Okay.
The voice that you're listening to, you have probably passed this person by in the ballroom scene thousands of times, y'all.
Okay. No, because for a minute there, I thought that was Garnett. You know, that's my baby
no.
right
no,
there.
No, no,
no.
That's
my baby right
there. Not, well, she, yeah, well, she's, yeah, yeah, I'm sure she wouldn't be calling. Anyway. No shade.
Cabbage, why don't y'all two start it with Kelly as well? Why don't y'all start it? And Nicole as well, because I think Nicole is a
really?
Wonderful leader.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I really think that you should. Y'all are very well respected. I mean, this could be something that could be discussed here amongst you all out in the open, so nobody don't think it's no, you know, everybody. So everybody know that they're invited to join as well, is what I'm saying. Because some people think just because it's like the New York or the Baltimore that no one, it's only people from that city or state that could be on a panel. On a table, sorry.
I'm going to have to
Does Danny still live in New York? Where does Danny live? Is he in D.C. or where is he at?
Which Danny?
Danny that does, like, the ballroom throwback page on Facebook and all that.
I have no I don't know where he lives now.
I think
have
that
no
would be
idea.
An excellent person if he's living in New York to be a part of that, too.
And some
yeah.
of them. If
but
some
you know
people
what,
in the ballroom scene that don't want to do it, you probably have to go. Well, no, there's more than enough people in New York that they will want to do it. So I'm not even going to put that out there.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do, Cabbage, is just start off with a couple of people and, you know, put some
trusted and respected
out there.
People.
It would definitely steamroll into something big because that's what we did in Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? David Illuminati started it. I heard about it. I became a part of it. Black Con became a part of it. BAM came a part of it. So, you know, it just steamrolls. When people see that you're doing good or trying to do good, people will be more than happy to jump on board.
And
you
that's what you
and
start.
The thing
you
about
start with
it,
the people
like
who had the same
you
idea.
Have Dre, you have Dre that works right up there at Faces, and Faces would be, you know, a very accommodating to something like that, you know, as far as giving a, you know, a
board. But Faces
board
a part of POCC?
And,
no.
No.
Okay.
No. Two different
Kevin
entities.
Kevin Omni put me down with POCC. I know that was a schmackle.
Yeah.
I, to be honest with you, that story extends far back than I can even explain. But believe it or not, the work that Michael Robeson was doing with ballroom and ballroom history, and he did the ballroom, what was that, Superstar Weekend?
Oh, the magazine.
And he did the magazine and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a lot. It's just that we did not keep it up because we had a coalition. And we did not keep it up, and there's nobody to blame but ourselves.
And was that with POCC, Cabbage?
It was with POCC. We used to meet at POCC, or POCC used to rent out a meeting area for us. We used to have meetings at GMAC. I wonder if we can still have meetings at GMAC. You know, it's to look into these things. You gotta go.
Okay, isn't that a gay center or something like that?
It's a gay men's health crisis. Yeah.
Right. They should be able to accommodate you guys. I'm sure you have to like set an appointment or do a date or something. Because I know that's how it is up here. Oh, that's not how it is down there. Up there, I'm sorry.
So well, now let's talk about shade.
Okay.
So I mean, it's a predominantly white organization.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have the space. I mean, I guess I can call Aisha, and I'm gonna call Aisha and see if she can give me some input on it, because she's a real active person for, you know, for coalitions and stuff like that. I'm gonna ask her. I guess me and Kelly are gonna talk about it. I'm sure Kelly can get Rodney. Well, Rodney's in D.C., so Rodney's with y'all, correct?
Right.
And Enrique.
Yes.
Okay, so Rodney's a part of that coalition, so I guess he could
No, let me say that Rodney, he hasn't been to any meetings yet. I'm sorry, I was on. He hasn't been to any meetings yet, but he's more than welcome to come. And that's another energy, negative energy that's spread out there, that it was solely for people from Baltimore or nobody else was welcome. That's not true, because like I stated before on the red carpet and I stated on here, it's an open public forum. Anybody can come to the meeting because it's for the ball scene. Yes, it is for the betterment of Baltimore's ball scene, but we welcome all visitors. You know what I'm saying? No matter where you're from, we're welcome.
That's
all.
How you branch things up.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
So he hasn't come there, but he's more than welcome, because he even said that he was going to come to a meeting. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's welcome.
Because I attended the one in Atlanta. It was really positive. Were you there, Enrique? No, you weren't there. Which one calling from your house was there? It was really productive, but because I don't live in Atlanta, so I won't be able to get to those meetings as much. So I guess me and Kelly will have to sit down and talk about it. Maybe we can get a ballroom coalition going. Or do something.
That'd be great.
I mean, we need to do something. And I guess since Baltimore and New York are so close, I mean, if we can link up, like, you know, Baltimore, New York, and Philly can link up together, so we can kind of keep a general consensus.
Perfect.
You know,
because
Philly is so small. I mean, so like, in Philly you got Alvernian, you got Mann, you got
Don't
Jay
they have
Monic.
One?
Do they?
Enrique.
I'm not sure. I think Vernon said they did have one. I mean, because,
yeah,
you know, let me
Jay
put this out there.
I know Jay is starting up something, too, because I got a conference, a parent conference thing. So they're doing some
parent,
kind of parent type of coalition, too, that I thought was a real good concept.
That is a good concept, actually.
Okay, so go ahead, Enrique. You said, before you were interjected, you said...
I said, I believe they do have one, and we don't have a problem, because, like, I personally called, like, well, you know, I called Akon Blahnik about something different, but we got on a conversation about how his coalition is ran, because he has one as well in the Carolinas. Well, they have one as well in the Carolinas and stuff
correct.
Like that.
Yeah,
so
you
always...
went to that meeting.
Right, so you always, my thing is, you always can learn from each other. You can take something from them, I can take something from them, they can take something from us and stuff like that, because the general concept of the whole thing is to make the ballroom scene better, period. Not just for regional things. you know, but you start at home and then you can branch out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't have a problem at all with building an alliance with any state or anything like that. So as long as we play well and are nice together and respect each other. That's the biggest thing. A lot of this is missing respect.
Okay, Enrique, you are on my Facebook. If you get an inch, if you get a chance, inbox me your number.
Okay.
So I can get in touch with you more on this basis after me. I guess me, Kelly, Nicole, and whoever
Danny.
Else. I mean, whoever else that would love to, I mean, whoever else that would love to, you know, Hickerby, whomever would like to come and, you know, partake in it, you know, I'm going to call Jaylen and see how she feels about it and see, you know, how many people we can get to join in so that we can get one going here so we can link up with you guys so we can start feeding on the same lines so we can move this further south on helping everybody so at least we can all work on one basis so we all have a hand in our future. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's
good.
You know, we have to start somewhere. So, okay, Baltimore got it going on. D.C. starts to branch off with it. Philadelphia has one. New York needs to build the one back up. And then we all start to link together and move on down to, I'm sure that Virginia might have one or one on its way also. So we need to start joining hands with each other.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's gonna take opening the lines of communication.
Right.
Like we're
exactly.
doing right now. If we can get
that's
on Facebook,
the common goal. Right.
If you know, if we can get on Facebook and tell somebody else about who got fucked by who, why can't we give our number and say, "Well, call me. I have a question for you," or you know, there's some of us up here that want to know. You know, if we start to network in a civilized, decent manner to each other, maybe we can grow from this. You,
exactly.
I mean. For everybody, not just for my house or not just for the House of Allure, not just for the House of Mizrahi, not just for the House of Revlon, everybody in the ballroom scene. Because it takes a little bit of each house to make this ballroom scene what it is. And because the ballroom scene is missing so many things, that means that there are so many houses not giving their essence or their element to the ballroom scene. That's why it's so off balance. We're not seeing enough Floors. We're not seeing enough Garcons. We're not seeing enough Chanel. We're not seeing enough Mizrahi. We're not seeing enough Revlon. We need to see all of us come together as one.
Right, exactly.
Because if we don't save our scene, the straight folks don't give a fuck about it.
They come in
exactly.
and take what they want
and
claim
like...
it as their own.
And then I just feel like as leaders, you know, you either have a choice, you know, either you walk away from it because it's not something that you stand for no more, or you stay stagnated and you just don't be a voice in it, or you jump, you know, head first in it and you bring about change, you know.
Everybody's
you bring about change
have to roll
and you change
team.
What's going on if you don't like it, you know.
That's it.
And
you
I
know,
think that's what the problem is. You have too many leaders that are just stagnated, and they just go on with the flow, you know. And
so
me personally, like I can't be a part of something that my heart is not, you know, if my heart is not in it, and it's not something that I really stand for as an individual. I can't be a part of it, you know. Either it has to change, or I got to go, you know. And I'll choose
right.
to go. I choose to make a change, you know.
But see, we gotta stick with people who actually want to make a change and not in it only for the economical factor, because that's a big part of it as well. There are certain people that don't want to go with the change because if you go with the change, it affects your financial state. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody's going to have to make a sacrifice. Not saying that you have to stop throwing, like, umpteen balls a month or something like that. So at least try to go with the flow or be a part or at least look like you want to be a part.
Okay,
you know
what do you do with the ones that don't, the ones that are going to come against it? Well, not so much they're going to come against you. I think that they're going to be ones who are going to want to do their own thing.
Well, you know, there's not much you can do because you don't support
it.
You don't support
it.
Exactly. That was our...
You don't support it, and eventually they're going to feel it. You know, they're
going to
feel it.
Every walk of life, if you're out on the limb by yourself, it's lonely out there by yourself.
Yes, it is.
It's lonely. If you have made a coalition, let's take the definition of coalition. A group of people that have decided to agree on a movement or an idea. That means that we're all in a group. So if there's 10 of us in this coalition and two houses don't feel that they want to be a part of the coalition because they're not able to give 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 balls a year, and out of those 6 and 7, 8 and 9 balls a year, only 3 of them are half-assed in success, then if the other houses do not go to their function, 3 houses can't survive off of going to each other's ball for too long.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what, Cabbage, you speak the truth, and that's what's going on now. It's not the point, you know, it's people see, people can see through you. They can see what's going on. And when they see what's going on, they stop patronizing you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They stop going to your things. They just avoid it. And then you start getting a bad name. Now, if you decide to come on board and join everything, then people say, hey, look, he's trying to be a part of it. It's going to be something. Well, and then you'll get all that back again. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? But people do see wrong. All right.
Because
exactly.
with a coalition behind you, that means that everybody else's reputation is on the line. That means that everybody else has approved it. If 15 houses are going to this ball and the 3 houses have decided that they don't want to go along with the coalition, who gets left out in the cold?
Exactly.
There's no way in hell
houses.
Your kids are going to make up the year. Your kids are not going to make up the year because they're going to only 3 balls a year are on the only 3 houses that you're giving that ball. Think about it. Your kids will not make up the year, so then what is the use of them being in the house for? They're only walking their 3 functions, so they're going to walk against their own same rivalships over and over and over again. What's fun in that? So you're going to pay $30 to keep battling the same girl that you won over 2 weeks ago that won over you 2 weeks ago before that.
Exactly.
It takes
It takes a lot of people, which means that you have people that probably will leave some organizations because they are not having fun or they're seeing that they are being blackballed or blacklisted and stuff like that. Kids don't like that. They're here to have fun, not to get blackballed. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
If you put respect and fun back into ball, that's all we need to do. Put fun and respect back into the ballroom scene. Organization.
A little bit of effort. You got a lot of these kids. You know, you go up in their ball, and you get no decorations. You get no judges treated nicely.
They started the Escada ball at what? 6? What time the ball? It was an early ball, but they weren't. Yeah, they got there on time.
That's how a lot, you know, where you see a lot of organization too. A lot of these little female balls that they doing are organized when they say they're going to start. Kim Prada, he throws all of the.
He's a part of it as well as a lot of others, and they are
Jamie.
So structured and they're so fun looking.
So structured. Okay, let me tell you something. Y'all think the female balls, I hate to say this, Enrique, they've took it to another level from our Snow Bunion days and, you know, having our own Kiki houses in Philadelphia
with
Snow Bunions and whatever the case might be.
Right.
The Kiki scene, Enrique, you would be so shocked at here in New York.
Wait a minute. Okay, has it changed? Because the Kiki scene to me, and this is not to put any negative energy out there again, but to me, they seem to have brought the fun and creativity back into the scene because they don't have to worry about the politics of houses.
And that what makes I can sit through a whole Kiki function and live and do not feel no kind of shade. Me and Kelly sat right next to each other and gagged throughout the whole ball how these kids actually were laughing and having healthy, clean fun. And
but you know what? That's the proof, Cabbage, that it's not the younger generation. That's your proof right there. It's the older ones.
It's disgruntled politics.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they learn from the older
ballroom.
Ones.
But
because remember, Cambridge, I called in and talked about that. Like, they were saying they should do away with the Kiki scene. Why? Are you trying to take all the fun away from these kids? You know what I'm saying? They really have a good time doing that. And you can look on YouTube clips. I can actually sit and watch. They're having a great time. Why would you want
and
to take that away from
them? It's
the
same thing at a lot of the female balls, too. Like, they're genuinely having a good time.
But what's the difference between a Kiki ball and a mini ball? Because I thought it was just practice.
Kiki balls is just a Kiki house and stuff like that. It's, I mean, some people say it's practice, and some people just say it's general fun. It's however you look at it. You know, like the elders would say it's practice, and it is, because a lot of people are discovered, quote-unquote, at Kiki balls and stuff like that. But
exactly.
In general, it's just a venue with a younger set who probably don't know too much or are scared to walk major balls or real balls, quote-unquote, will walk these little balls to have fun, and that's how they build a name for themselves. They build some steam before they actually get into the real ball sector. And a lot of these kids, there's been a lot of successful kids that came out of that. You know what I'm saying? Because what you're doing, you're practicing your craft. You're practicing your craft first before you bring it on the main stage. And that's why I like the Kiki ball, because that's exactly what you're doing. And they're having a ball doing it.
Enrique, believe it or not, I'm sure if you were to come to one of the Pink Ladies, one of the Snapples, and if you want to see their categories for runway, it would make you cry.
It would make you.
When I tell you those kids actually sit down and glue rhinestones on their outfits, they actually go and get their pants tailored. When I tell you the little femme queens stuff their bras and everything, but it's so much fun. It's so much
exactly.
fun to watch them go the extra mile.
Makes you feel like you're watching yourself back in the day, all that
preparing.
Exactly,
but then to turn around and pay $30 to sit next to somebody, and the person's coming down the runway. And they're not paying attention. They give every, oh, Miss Thing, you know she slept with Miss Honey so-and-so. Girl, I don't even see her. But Miss Thing got her over outfit on, but because of what you feel about her personally, you're judging her outfit, and the bitch is done.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving you what the category calls for.
Exactly. But you know what, Cabbage? I think that... I'm sorry. I think another reason why those Kiki balls, because the politics is out the way, because you don't have Allure, Ebony, Milan, Ebony, you know, all of those. You actually have Pink Lady, blah, blah, blah. So it's healthy competition. So, you know,
exactly.
as being. So
hold
as,
on,
as
hold
being,
on, y'all. You have another caller. 347-267, you're live on the AL Classic Tuesday.
Hello, Cabbage. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, but
hello.
You know what's the funny thing about the Kiki scene?
Mm-hmm.
The same kid that's in this Kiki scene is the same kid that paid their $30, they come out, and you look at their performance, you're like, what is going on?
So what are you saying that the...
So what you're trying to say is that they're judged harshly in major balls and not judged as harshly in Kiki functions.
That is a major factor, but it's also a major factor when I look at some of them and I pull them to the side, I was like, why you didn't put the effort into your effect that you did for that Kiki ball the night before to a major ball?
They
say
take the Kiki more serious.
Yes, they say it's because why I'm going to take my time and do that for my effect where the next person could come out and look whichever way and still get through.
So they rather waste money and time?
No, don't say waste. Don't say waste money.
No, you can't say waste.
But if the Kiki is the practice and that's where it's so much fun, then they taking it to the major ball. That's when they're supposed to really, really, like, give
right,
their all.
No, I think what they're saying is
now,
they're supposed to slide
it. Wait, hold on, Enrique. Lisa, let me tell you something. The Kiki scene has over-trumped the major scene. The Kiki scene has their own awards ball when they give these kids glass crystal.
Yeah, they do.
They give these listen, Lisa.
I'm telling you,
when
you
I
want to go.
Listen, Lisa, 2 weeks ago,
I had unity night with my house, and it was the same night as the Kiki Ball. When these kids came back, when they came back to my house, and I seen these awards that they gave them for of the year, it makes awards that we give out at the balls here look like shit. These motherfuckers had glass crystal, Lisa, that lit the fuck up with their name and everything in it. That's how much these agencies spent on these Kiki balls. Those awards they have, I went and looked them up online. The awards they gave them for the other year was $170 a piece.
OMG. What agency are they working with?
They work at HMI, Hedrick Martin. These places, they like, they really, and I'm talking about the venues that they have for these Kiki balls, is like, it's clubs that we can't even get to get in to have a ball. They have in Kiki balls at these places. NYU is letting them use their big gym or the auditorium. They have the Kiki ball, the Kiki scene is really taking over the major scene. These kids put so much talent and so much effort and poised into their motherfucking effects, it's ridiculous. And then you see these same kids come to the main scene, and when they when you see the effects give you big lot.
Wow.
Right. It's just,
and
I
then
mean,
everybody,
it's,
and everybody wanted to sit and say, it's the young kids, it's the young kids. No, it's not the young kids, it's the old kids.
No, it's not, it's the elders.
Lisa, when
it's
y'all, listen, when I tell you, Lisa and Eureka, when I tell you, they have 30 fucking categories. They have a house about 60 to 50 people. They have a grand march. The ball starts at 5 o'clock, and it's over at 11. They get through all their categories and their grand march, and everybody comes out one by one, and they get through everything, and the ball is done, and all the cash is given out.
So, Callie, with this great news that you just now told me, and I've heard you said the in part many times before, what do you think the difference is before? I mean, what do you think that the major thing can learn from the younger? I mean, from the Kiki scene.
It's the politics. It's the politics. The girlfriends. Mm-hmm. The older people wanting to feel fab and showing up late instead of everybody getting there. They say the ball is going to start at this time. Everybody getting there, and they started on time. When they tell these kids that the ball is going to start at this time, it'd be a fucking line around the corner.
You know what I saw them do in North Carolina? They said that if this ball does not start on time, then every cash category doubles. Do you remember that?
If this what? They said that in North Carolina?
If this ball, they announced if on the flyer, if the ball does not start on time, then every cash category doubles.
As the promoter said, that's what's up. That sounds
and it
that's
started
good.
On time. And when I tell you it was
okay.
packed,
what did
and
the
started
insiders
on time,
do to get them
and
there?
And that's what you got to do. You know, it's like you got to let them know we're not playing. When it, you know, it has to be known it's starting on time. You know, it's not we're not playing. Like we're gonna get up out of here. If we can say 4 o'clock it ends, we out of here. You know, you should still be
able to
call at
2 o'clock
and go out and have a good time and talk about the ball.
What we need to do is get rid of all these motherfucking rent party people that's throwing balls and
say
have girls
again,
supposed to have their coins.
Say it again, one more time.
Yes,
Kelly.
We need to get rid of all those girls that's throwing rent party and have girls that's going to come into that ball with their coins already and don't have to wait for a crowd to start their ball and this shit can start getting right. But when people got to depend on their door to pay out their cash, you have no other choice but to wait for the girls to get there.
That's true.
Hello?
Yes, all right.
So that's the number one reason the balls don't start on time.
Well, I don't know.
That's
you know, it's funny, though, because but if you notice that when people start, like when the commentator, when they bought, because all everybody, because I've been a victim of it. I mean, not a victim. I mean, I've been, like, you know, I've done it, too. Like, you won't go to a ball. You'll be in a hotel in the car or something like that, and you text somebody who's at the ball. Has the ball started yet? Have your ball started yet? They give a child no. But as soon as the ball starts, they start SSLs. If you notice, that's when you get this big rush of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if people were to start doing that early, and I think that's what happened at the Scotta ball, because they weren't playing with their time. When they said they were starting at that time, they started their time. And in some of their cash categories, was like either 1, 2, or 3, which was a smart
idea.
That's
how you get them there. You put those cash categories at the beginning, and you put you mix the Vogue any category that's going to have more than 20 people in line, you want to like put that in the middle, you know, not exempted because they paid that money as well, but you want to try to like break it up because that can drain the ball, like 3 hours of Vogue.
Yeah,
I mean it can drain a ball, but I you know I have a problem with that. Like these people,
imagine
I mean we all been on a panel and we sent through an hour of Vogue Femme. But that being said, that's a popular category now. Back in the day, runway was hot. Back in the day, Femme Queen Face was unstoppable. Nowadays, it's Vogue Femme. You know what I'm saying?
But Femme Queen Face never had, like, over 20 members.
But
you know what works me? Another thing that works me with these owner categories, they have face categories, and they want to have the face category all the way at the end of the night. Like, how?
Yeah, who
like,
does that?
Like, who has, I don't understand. I've seen Femme Queen Face on plenty of flyers, and it's, like, the third or fourth category before the end of the night. You already know that Femme Queen is not going to come in the ball into that category. So they're paying $30 to come walk the category to leave right back out.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's why
it
we don't have
done.
No Femme Queen
It could be done. This type of structure, and these type of conversations that Blog Talk has brought upon, it can happen. We just have to have everybody on the same page. And if someone disagrees, as adults, you have to just talk it out before you start throwing underhanded shade.
Right.
Yeah, but
I agree with that.
At the end of the day, it's like Kelly said, if we start getting to balls on time, they can start. They can finish, go through all their categories. That opens the door for more people to want to come out. A lot of people don't come to functions because they know that their category is third to last, fourth to last.
So that's the big issue too. So mainly it's about getting people up in there on time and to resolve
finishing
that,
the category.
That can
part,
easily be
yeah,
fixed.
A big part of it is
serious.
How you structure your categories, how you structure your ball when you put it
mm-hmm.
out there.
Right.
That's an
exactly.
important factor.
The thing that you just said and the thing that Scott has did with the time and if the ball didn't start, they would have to double it. If more promoters start holding to that, they'll be there on time.
Right.
And this Kiki
no,
scene having all this fun and these trophies and stuff, that's amazing.
No, Kelly, because I've been to one or two, but I haven't been to any New York. Now, why is it the structure of the time? Is it the organizations that are telling these kids that they have to be on time, or the ball?
I know
I think that they're having a lot more support from these organizations because they don't have that negative stigma on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not known for
there you go.
Fights. They're not known
so
for
that's what we have
drug
to fix.
Use. They're not known for. You know, so they have, as long as they keep it like that, these organizations are willing to support. But they're not willing to support something that they see on YouTube and it's chairs flying around and bottles
mm-hmm.
and trophies busting people upside the head. Like,
so to make a long
that,
story
you know?
Short, to put a big emphasis on kids are trusting the agencies and not so much trusting the elders of the ball, or the real, quote-unquote, ball fans.
Exactly. And the agencies
exactly.
are trusting
that's
them.
What it seems. Yeah, that's
and the agencies
so what
are
we need
around
to do
and they're
we
trusting
need to,
them and they're supporting them.
Exactly. So what we need to do is gain the respect and the trust of the younger kids again. That's our
thank
number
you.
One
so now turn everything around as everybody was blaming the younger generation because all of us probably had a little negative things to say about them, but look who's really running things and finishing their balls, giving out trophies and not something they got from the dollar store, and they're doing stuff, you know, in a positive direction. So, yeah, learn from them.
Right.
And that is true.
I mean, every organization does need to restructure sometimes. And maybe this is our time that we need to restructure.
Yes.
You know?
We're definitely overdue. We're definitely, definitely overdue. As a whole,
mm-hmm.
we're definitely overdue. And until we do it, who's going to do it?
Exactly.
I can definitely say this. For me, as being the overall father of the House of Ebony, we're definitely under reconstruction. Like, right now, my house is closed. To any newcomers, at least up until February, and right now we're assessing leadership. We're assessing it from the top to the bottom.
Gotta start at home
first. And that's what
yeah.
we're
yeah.
doing. You know, before we could point any fingers, we're pointing
mm-hmm.
it back at us. And we bringing it back to the days where you knew who was an Ebony, you knew who was a Mugler, you knew what the look. You can look and tell because you can't do that these days.
Especially
you know,
at a club. Oh my god,
it's crazy.
Yeah, especially at a club because that was the whole appeal of a ball. You know, you go to like for instance the Paradox. You go to the Paradox, you're like, well, here come the Ebonies, and it don't even be a ball night.
Mm-mm.
It just be like this like Pikiki thing. And you come in like, here come the Lords. It was just that cool. Everybody got along. It's just everybody had their own distinct flavor.
You can tell the way they carried themselves and the way that they looked. You knew the Mugler's were really manicured, and you know, you knew the Ebonies were really, you know, hood with it or whatever, but you knew. You know what I'm saying? You can tell because now you got so many kids coming into these houses when in actuality, they don't really meet the creed of the house.
Mm-mm.
And they done slipped up in these houses because people want to have them, because they do craft, because of whatever reason, you know, but they don't fit the creed of the house. My house represents realness. I don't mean realness just because you look like you can wear a baseball cap and a fitted and some Timberlands. I mean realness starting in the heart, that the way your foundation is built on loyalty, that your foundation is built on something concrete, you know, that type of realness.
Right.
Cabbage is real.
Right.
Poochie is real. Jihad is real. Cassandra is real. It doesn't matter whether you're a country or whatever. The foundation that my house and the creed that we live by is realness. If you're not a real individual, if you're not loyal and you're not standing for something, then you do not meet the criteria and you should not be an Ebony. Period. So that's
Period.
What we're getting back to. And once we get back to that, then you'll know. You'll be able to say, them is Ebonies again. Or those are Milans, or those are Mizrahis, or those are the labels kids, those are Gansas, you know. Certain houses, you could still see it. But a lot of these houses, you don't know what's what, and it's a lot of chaos. That you know. You know, so it's like, you know, that's what these houses got to do. They got to start with their leadership, you know what I'm saying, because you can't point no finger but to yourself as leaders because you allowed it to happen. You were in a position of power, and yet you know it's out of control. So what part of the game is that?
Believe it or not,
you know,
John,
take your power back, restructure your houses, and that's where it'll start, and then you'll start seeing results. Like they'll start coming, you'll start seeing them, they'll start being apparent.
That's true.
You know, there, another thing that seems to always, it kind of knocks me off of my axis sometimes. You ever read a ballroom flyer and the flyer says best dress, totally done? What's creative about that? Runway, what is it usually? In all black. What is runway in all black?
Right.
You see what I'm
saying? I think people made it simpler.
Alterated. It took the fun, you took the zest out of the category. Runway from a foreign country. European runway versus American runway. You must be in a certain outfit, or you must have a male skirt, or something to make them think about what they're doing. Don't say runway in all black. They put on a black pair of jeans, some black shoes, and a hat, and they just come out here. No gloves, no glasses, no effects. You know, when they say models effect, that's not runway. Runway is runway. Models effect is models effect.
Correct.
Give
a lot of people don't know that.
An effect. Go home. Do your homework. Get on the internet. Google. When you do
but Cabbage,
these
you know
things,
what's funny? They do it at the Kinky Ball from what was just explained.
That's
amazing. That's
why I was telling Enrique. Enrique, they had a category. It was come in African motif, something, 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 another. Bring us something, another. When I tell you, Enrique, this one boy,
If he knew you, I would have said that y'all worked on this together. He had your style down pat, down pat.
I'm
down pat. And he does not even know who the hell you are.
That's what's up. And that's what we need.
Enrique,
that's
what
exactly
I'm telling
what
you, when you, if you go to a ballroom and see this boy, you will get ready. Did I teach him something? Was he in one of my classes? Is he in a law?
Long time, right, exactly. But you know what? And that's the, and that's a great thing, because we noticed that we'll use the example of the Visa Ball. The Visa Ball called for something. You've seen how many people came out and walked that category. More
exactly.
So when people call for something a little bit. A lot when you ask for minimals, people don't really do that much. But when you ask for an effect or something like that, people mainly, because the main reason why I got into the wrong way for the creativity part, saying the creative whole thing of it. So when you take that away, it kind of makes it less appealing. But like Visu Ball or a couple other balls, when you put that in there, everybody wants to walk it. Everybody's excited about it because you get to create.
Exactly.
And exactly.
What
you're
happened
exactly
to
Post right.
Ahoy? What happened to Hair Fear? If you
I mean,
create
that's a really popular category.
They need to throw a couple flies on some of these mainstream balls and put Mainstream House versus Kiki House.
What about
and let the kids come and serve
how,
some of these
about,
kids.
Baby.
And wake them up.
You know.
They wake them up.
You know, Enrique, what about this one? What about Female Figure Runway? I want to see Montage, Fantasia,
Ariel Lewis, God bless.
Do?
God bless her.
What
yeah, rest in peace, exactly.
What are they going to do?
And Fantasia was so creative. Oh,
yeah, she was
goodness.
So creative. Yeah, they were very, very creative.
Hair Fair, Mae Mae Revlon. Let's see
Willie
Mae, 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 Mae Francis.
Mae Mae,
let's
yeah, exactly.
Remember the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
You
want
to see.
Yeah.
She
you
came out with a Christmas tree on her head. Like her
lit
head.
Up, too.
Baby.
You
want
yeah, to see Femme Queen.
Do you remember when Garnett came out with skates on?
What about when Carrie came out with skates on?
Carrie?
Yeah. Came out with skates on.
Oh, Kim Malone, you said?
No. Carrie, the original mother of the House of Malone. She came out with roller skates
on. Oh,
yeah. What about the single Malone?
You went way back.
Baby?
or even at the POCC bar when Bernie walked in the bubble.
Exactly.
That
was
it. Oh,
my.
He killed
but
that.
When you get kids in the back bringing irons into the ballroom scene and using them.
And not
exactly.
Just the Bush Queens, because we need to respect the women in the scene, the biological females. Remember Misty Richards with the gown at the Jordan Ball in 1994? She had this big gown on.
Mina.
Oh, yeah,
it was the house ball when she was on the ladder. I think it was Bernie.
People came out, yeah.
Yes, and then
you got. Remember this: you got Danielle standing on one side, Moldavia. You get this Washington D.C. princess to come, Miss Erica motherfucking the Lord, to come right through the middle. Love should have brought your ass home last night. Where are those mummies? Where are those mummies?
I remember.
But you know what?
Yeah,
now
right.
the new school. Because somebody asked us in the chat room, they don't have the It Girls for the film queens like back in the day. And I said some of them, and they asked me to name them, so I said Mother Khan. Shannon can, when you see a film queen like Shannon and Mother Mizrahi, Trace, and even I Love Lola, those girls can go back in a day, and you can kind of blend them with the girls from back in the day.
Oh, yeah,
they can do it.
They yeah,
got,
they give that
there.
Extra umph.
They give that,
there,
but you know, yeah, you definitely have that.
And
you
those are the younger girls I just named. All of them, those
realize,
are the new generation.
Can y'all look around the ballroom scene and see how history has repeated itself? Okay, I'm going to take you
right.
further back. I'm going to take you further back. But I'm going to give you examples. Okay, Kelly Mizrahi, Sekula Beja, Candy Kool-Aid. You,
Man, that's taking it. That's way back.
Baby.
But you're not thinking. Candy Kool-Aid, Kelly, these girls are big girls, luscious. These were big girls. There were room for everybody in the ballroom scene.
Mm-hmm.
You got Lola. You know who Lola reminds me of? Linda Princess.
Cabbage goes. Oh, you were back.
You got Didi. You got Didi Chanel. Who does Didi Chanel? Where would you get a dark skinned black bitch like that? Like Didi
Moldavia.
Chanel. Moldavia. But hold on, Moldavia. I can get close. Wait a minute, I can get closer than that. You forgot about a bitch that didn't care for the ballroom scene because it was real dangerous. Temperance Saint Laurent, when she came out.
Down, exactly. There you go. Exactly.
Look,
that's what I would say that Didi reminds
me. I had that
era.
Picture, Cabbage, and somebody swiped it.
Yeah,
no,
I would say that Didi reminds me of Temperance.
Who would you say Tiny reminds you of?
Well, remember now, Tiny.
You said Tanya?
Tiny.
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 Cartier.
Temperance.
Temperance, you mean Temperance?
Temperance,
yeah,
Allure?
Temperance.
Mother?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who does she remind you of?
She gives me Cheyenne.
She's like a Danielle.
She kind of gives me Cheyenne back. She gave
yeah.
me those girls
Hold
like
on.
Cheyenne.
You wanna
Cheyenne
know
had
who,
that
you
attitude.
You want to know who Danielle is? You want to know who Danielle's replica to me? Every time
Don't
I see
say
her.
It again.
I'm going to tell Amaya. You, Miss Amaya is Danielle to the end. To the end. Attitude, everything. Remember, and keep in mind, Miss Danielle was lovely. She wasn't the realest thing on the planet.
All right. But she was a lovely woman.
She did not walk realness. When she did, she walked butch queen and drag realness. When she became a femme queen, she was lovely. Faith. She was
Faith.
Yeah. Amaya just give me so much of Octavia with all of different looks and, you know, different hair colors and things. I don't know, but...
Then you look at babes like Keisha Allure. Look at Miss Anne,
right.
Miss Monica.
My Monica name, right.
What about Kathy Jardue, the first femme queen to come out of Philly,
oh,
and
yeah.
she had one eye and would win realness every time here in New York.
Oh,
she was so classy. Oh my God! Remember the big hat she used to wear?
Okay, Renee.
Pepper Orange.
Pepper Orange.
So real, so flawless.
Just scare me.
the kids sit around
really...
and they really want to know what history is. They really want to know what ballroom is. There was only one house in the making that had a mother and a father that both name was G. I bet you nobody could tell you that.
Mm-mm. I can't.
No, nobody could tell you that. The House of Pendarvis, Miss Ava's real name was Jean. And the first father of the House of Pendarvis' name was Jean. Okay?
I never knew that.
Crystal. When you see femme queens, you see Crystal LaBeija. You see Angie Extravaganza. When you see these femme queens, these
Crystal
femme queens always...
Crystal LaBeija.
Micaela Milan.
Miss Nadia. Another babe. Miss Nadia. Nadia Milan. Nadia Prodigy. Regardless of what the kids might be, it was still Nadia. Femme queens were respected as femme queens. Moldavia.
Yeah.
Keisha. Letitia.
Sabrina.
Sabrina. These. What about Miss Whitley? Mugler.
Whitney,
from Baltimore.
Yes.
Whitney,
yeah.
Miss Glamour Girl. Kenya Allure that passed away.
Right.
Everybody, Miss Alyssa. Miss Alyssa lived on St. Paul in my girlfriend's house, darling, and when she made legend right there on St. Paul. Am I lying, Enrique?
Not at all.
Okay,
Cabbage, I can tell you everything she had on at... Do you remember, Cabbage, you have to remember Miss Tony from Baltimore, Barbara Aggie?
Yes, Miss Tony said, how you going current? What's up?
Alyssa, back then they used to have open house balls where you had to walk to see if you would be in this house, and Miss Tony had one at the Paradox, and Alyssa just ate that whole night up before the ball started. I mean, performance, runway, it was just unbelievable. Her body
was just
a guy for it.
Three weeks later, she became an ebony, remember?
Alyssa been in more houses than any femme queen I know.
Then I know. But regardless of what the case might be, she cannot forget where she came from.
What was her first house?
Magnifique. She was Edgar Magnifique.
Who?
Magnifique. Was that a Philly-based house, Cabbage? What house
no,
was that from? Where's that house from?
The mother of the house was Devin Diva. Remember Devin Diva? You know she's mother of another house now. Remember that?
I don't remember that. The mother
cowboy
of the
house. Boots, she used to walk runway in cowboy boots, jeans, and had a long, long weave, dark skin and tall. That was the original mother of the house of Diva. And Alyssa was a part of that house as a butch queen. They made their debut at the Extravaganza Milan Ally Ball. You remember that, Enrique? Because you were right there with me.
Was
it? Yes, you were.
I wish somebody can get Alyssa to come on to one of these blog talks and give her an interview, because she has so many people that want to know so much about her.
Just imagine what we've lost in the ballroom scene. Otis, God bless the dead Otis. Look at the whole House of Excellence gone. The whole House of Quran gone.
Mm. Are you speaking of Otis Mugler?
Otis Gealy.
Otis Gealy. Yeah, he got shot. He was from Philly.
The House of Gealy went down with him, and look at that house where it prospered from.
That was a hot house, too. I lived for
that house remained small. The House of Gealy became the House of Cartier with extra additives. That's what it did.
Otis used to battle Patrick a lot. Correct me if I'm
all
wrong.
All the
labels.
Time.
Ooh.
Labels.
I remember
from Willowboro, New Jersey.
I remember a ball so clear. Remember the tall, lovely Evie from Philly? She was tall and lovely and real with the most beautiful smile. Evie St. Clair. Eve St. Clair. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Eve St. Clair. Nurse D.
Oh. Y'all are going back.
Mother Diamond. Miss,
Deshaun Diamond from D.C.
Deshaun Diamond. What about
Deshaun
the tall child? What was his name? Enrique. He was tall. He used to walk stretch, stretch, and more stretch. He was from Philadelphia. He got killed in the club. What was his name?
Alfie.
Right. Alfie. Right. Exactly.
Look at all what we have. Look. Did you see Alfie? Now look at the look at the child in the house, the icon that walked both sides.
The tall, light one.
Yes, they both look alike. History repeats itself. Why can't we, in the ballroom scene, keep it alive?
You know what? I'm thinking, like, I'm very optimistic about things. I think that we are, and that's why I think the birth. I think the birth of the Kiki scene is going to help us out a lot.
That's what it sounds like.
That there is talent out there, there is new talent out there that just has to be brought to a fair and safe environment. You know what I'm saying? So it is going to be kept alive. It's just how do you integrate the both of them?
But you know what the Kiki scene seemed like to me? Like when the blacks and Hispanics didn't get treated fairly at the pageants. They started their own thing. You feel me? So now the Kiki scene probably feel like they're not getting treated fairly at these major balls, so they started their own thing. And from what Kelly just described, that's unbelievable. They already have everything set out for them. They don't need no adult to come in and put structure because they already, I mean, not, I'm sorry, no,
they,
none of these icons or
structure.
Or power-hungry people to come in. They already have it.
But you want to know what
and
I'm
they respect the structure.
Exactly. But you know what I'm taking? You know what I'm getting from the Kiki scene? There's a lot of kids that wanted to be in the ballroom scene, and they wanted a hand, and nobody gave them a hand. Nobody helped
them
out. Nobody sat them down and talked to them. Nobody took a minute to find out what they were thinking of. It's like we
But now they're stars. Everybody wants to recruit them. You know
now
what I'm saying?
Everybody wants to pay attention to them.
Now everybody wants to pay attention.
They've always been there. Why y'all didn't see them before? Because they weren't fast or because they didn't walk regular balls? Maybe we needed to go out and ask them what they wanted to do. A lot of times we tell these kids what they should be walking. Maybe we need to let them tell us what they want to walk.
That's it. Or have another open house like they used to do back in the day. Have them walk in the front in front of a panel to see if you qualify or if you need help with this or that.
A lot of femme queens don't walk because
They're not lovely enough to be a $5,000 face, but why can't they be a pretty girl?
Right.
Yeah, they don't even have a category for them.
Why do you have to be drop dead gorgeous in a $10,000 evening gown? Not everybody can be Dee Dee. Not everybody can be Nadia. Not everybody can be Keisha. Not everybody can be Allura. How do y'all let these kids know that there are categories there for them?
Bring back Junior Sex Siren, Junior Femme Queen Realness, stuff like that.
Where do they start out at?
At the next
Promoters
Ball.
And we didn't start as a sex siren. And we didn't start. And we had to start. He had to get out there with the big boys and take a couple of lumps. I had to get out there with Rodney and Jerome and all of them. I had to take my lumps.
But you know what the difference is now? Is that if you're not known or you don't have a name, they don't even let you get halfway down the runway. And sometimes it's out of shade just because you don't have a name.
And that's what I do not appreciate. I've been to South Carolina. Me and Econ was on the judges panel. This child came down the runway. She was walking. When I tell you, Enrique, the child was walking runway, the outfit was completely to the letter. She didn't know how to pivot.
Oh.
Right.
I said, honey, why are you not pivoting?
Oh, yeah.
She said to me, honestly, she said, what is that? What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
I said, baby, you're walking runway. She says, oh, I walk runway all the time. I said, well, you're telling me like you nearly a legend. She said, no, but I don't know what no pivot is. What is a pivot?
Oh.
Oh.
So you mean that you've been walking runway, this is not the first time you've walked runway, and you mean to tell me you have never pivoted or you don't even know what pivoting is?
Hold on, Cabbage. You have one more call and you got 2 minutes left. 646-575, you're live on the air on Classic Tuesdays.
What's going on? Hey, this is Jahan. Cabbage and all y'all, I just want to tell y'all thank y'all for having me. I gotta step up off the radio now.
Okay. Thank you,
Job.
Love you.
All right,
Kelly.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that for me. I really appreciate it with all my heart, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, baby.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So, Kelly, you want to give your bye-bye?
Well, I just want to tell everybody that I love you all. And, wait, let me look at my calendar. I love you all, and I'll see y'all all back live on the air on the 17th. We will not be on all next week. We're on vacation. So we'll be back on the 17th. And I love you, Cabbage.
Enrique.
Guys, everybody, love everybody. I'm faith in the scene, and I know we will persevere. Everybody have a great night.
Miss Lisa,
right.
Of course.
It's a new year, everyone. Please change your diet. Stop eating that poison, please. Lord knows. And love everybody and treat everybody with respect. And respect yourself first.
Okay, I want to say Happy New Year's to everybody, and I hope that everybody had a wonderful New Year. And I'm sure you did because you're listening to this radio station right now. So, please, whatever you do, wherever you do it, whenever you do it safe. Don't do anything that you're going to be worried about doing it later on. Keep your, if nothing else, keep yourself and others safe. Respect everybody. Try to get along, and let's help build this ballroom scene back up. Thank you, everybody, for listening to my show, and thank you, and have a nice day. Kelly, thank you. Enrique, thank you. Anytime. Lisa, you're always welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
God.
Good
all
night,
right,
everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Girl, knock it off, you know you can't. She think I'm cute, she wanna have sex.